Welcome to episode number 63 of the River City Hardball Podcast, made possible by 925 Partners Insurance and also by Collins Builders. Andrew Gibson with Gabe Moore and the head coach of the Fletcher Senators, Mike Grillo, join us tonight. Coach Grillo and Gabe, guys, great to have you with us. Coach Grillo, first let's start with you. Tell me about what this guy has accomplished, Gabe Moore, on the mound this year.
Thanks for having us, Andrew. Gabe has thrown back-to-back no-hitters. One was a complete game. The other one was one inning short of a complete game. And, man, he's just been dominant. He had 9 Ks in the first one. And, sorry, somebody called in. He had 9 Ks in the first one. I think he had 12 in the second one. And, man, he's just he's on a different level. He's in the zone right now. He's got control of 2 pitches for strikes in any count. And it's been fun to watch. It's been something I've never seen before. And, he's a special kid doing something special, and he's well-deserved. So I'm very happy for him.
Gabe, what kind of zone are you in right now where you've pitched back-to-back no-hitters?
This probably is some of the most like confidence I've ever had while being up on the bump. And I feel like that might be helping me out a little bit too, because like I'm a more confident dude. Like when I miss a spot or something like that, I just get back up there and I'm like, I'm thinking about how nobody's hitting me. So I'm confident getting up there on the mound, thinking I'm gonna throw my best pitch and see if he can hit it. And, I haven't really been thinking about it. I've just been going up there and doing the best that I possibly can, and it's been working pretty well so far.
Gabe, Coach mentioned you throw 2 primary pitches. Tell me what those are and how well they've been working for you.
Well, I got the fastball, which is kind of like my main pitch. It not many people really hit my fastball that often, so oftentimes I don't even like need to throw the off speed. But I've been working on a curveball for like a minute, and I'm finally starting to see some good results with it. So I've been putting in a lot of work to make sure like my fastballs, I'm hitting the spots, and my fastball velo is there, and I'm throwing good fastballs, and I'm mixing in that breaker as an out pitch and as a pitch that I can use in like the middle of the counts. And I throw one other pitch. I throw a changeup. It's not a pitch that I throw quite as often as the fastball or the curveball. But I remember at least against Pontevedra the other day, I remember I went at a dude with the fastballs, and then I threw him a changeup about 20 miles per hour slower than I threw him the fastballs, and had him about a second out in front of it. So those pitches all feel like they're working together right now.
Mike, tell me what you've seen from those pitches that Gabe's talking about.
You know, Gabe's been through a long journey with his pitching. When Gabe first came to us as a sophomore, Gabe was a traditional big power lefty. I mean, he's gone through a body transformation, and I'll let him kind of talk about that. But he's our strongest pound for pound guy. His deadlift's got to be in the 500-pound range. In offseason, he's probably benching close to 250. His power clean's got to be close to 225. He's just an insanely strong guy. Mechanics-wise, he does, you know, some things that there's not a lot of people that can do it. Like I said, he's not a small dude. He's a big dude. When he gets that body going downhill, it's a freight train coming downhill. And he takes all that body with him when he throws. He's hips, arms, legs, butt, the whole thing. He's a max effort guy every pitch. And he can be dominant with just his fastball, to be honest. He there's a lot of times he doesn't even need the breaking ball. It's more of a, I'm going to mix this in because they're sitting fastball. I'm just going to get them off balance a little, and then I'm going to dominate with the fastball. And his velocity has been up to 91 in his high school career. He's probably sitting 84 to 86 right now. Every once in a while, he'll cock back and find 88, 89. But he doesn't even need to be. he does some special things with the ball, the way he can kind of manipulate the spin and the rotation. And I'm not going to give away his secrets, but his ball looks like it's going up. When you're a hitter, I mean, I've asked our guys, he actually, and everybody knows the ball is traveling on a downward plane, but Gabe is able to manipulate the ball a little bit. It looks like it's rising, and it gives hitters fits. So he's just, I mean, he's in the zone. He knows who he is too. It's funny. He's everything he's telling you right now is exactly who he is. And he's confident. I mean, his first start of the year, we wanted to put him on a pitch count. And I don't know if I want to tell this story, but I will. He went up to the pitching coach. He's like, "Coach, I need some more pitches than what you're giving me." And he's like, "Pitching coach is why?" He's like, "Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to walk some guys. I'm going to strike everybody else out." And the pitching coach just kind of chuckled. He's like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm going to strike everybody else out. So I need some extra pitches." And the pitching coach came and told me, I was like, "Oh, well, I guess let's see if it works." And it's been working. So it's been impressive.
You know, Mike, it sounds like the way you're describing it, I mean, it sounds like a four-seam fastball, what he's working with there, that one that kind of rises up in the zone. Is that what you're talking about here?
It is, and I'll let him kind of talk about his pitches more, but it is. It's a four-seam, and it's just the way he gets it back in his hand, it just stays in his hand so long, and it explodes out of his wrist. It looks like it's coming in at 100 sometimes. But we do inner squads in the fall, and preseason, I mean, our guys are blown away by it. Especially the first time you see it, you're like, "What is that thing?" It's just a fastball. It's just the way he manipulates the ball.
Gabe, have you seen, like, you know, you're talking about back-to-back no hitters. You have to have seen the facial expression on some of the guys that you're facing. Be like, "Dude, I can't hit this guy." Have you anything that stands out when you talk about the last two no hitters you've thrown?
There's been a couple times where, once I get towards like the dudes who might not be like the four hole or three hole, once I get into like the lower parts of the lineup, where I'll just get back up on the mound and I'll just cut back and try and throw the dude three fastballs right by him and see if he can hit it. But I got to say, I was spinning my curveball really well against Paxton, but I got to say the best, like, reaction that I've gotten, and it's really, like, you know, you kind of get a confidence boost when you see, like, dudes struggling with hitting your pitching, because, like, once you see, like, that dude showing that kind of emotion, once you're in kind of a negative emotion mindset, like, nothing good ever comes out of having like a negative emotional state. And I just remember like seeing some dudes just like getting frustrated, and that always gives me confidence. But I already talked a little bit about this earlier, but I really just hit a dude with some of my rear and back and throwing it as hard as I can fastballs. And then I basically hit the dude with like an Ephus, like a 55 mile per hour changeup. And he was about so early, he just looked so defeated. And it was like one of the most satisfying things I've ever like experienced as a pitcher.
Wow, you're breaking out the Ephus pitch. That's like, there are very few guys that are throwing that. I think you, Darvish, may throw that. Zach Greinke's thrown that a few times. Where did you learn how to throw an Ephus pitch?
I honestly, it was just a changeup grip. But since I had just cocked back a bunch of my fastballs, I kind of wanted to experiment maybe and see, like, if switching up the timing that much might work. So I just gripped my changeup, and I maybe threw it, like, 65, 70% effort. Didn't even, like, try and throw it as hard as I could. Just kind of lobbed it up there. And, like, the difference in timing was, like, I guess so vast that, like, that was kind of like what I was going for. Such like a difference in amount of like time and the way the ball is coming towards you that like it catches you completely off guard.
A few more minutes here with Gabe Moore and Mike Grillo, the head coach at Fletcher, a top left-hander for the Fletcher Senators this year, a senior on the mound, back-to-back no-hitters for Gabe, which is really rare air, coach, when you talk about something that you said you've never seen before. I mean, this is a kind of zone that is unmatched, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I've seen one or I've seen one hitters, you know, you see a guy throw a couple shutouts back to back. I mean, how do you do it? I mean, how do you continue to not let guys hit the ball where we're not? And he's doing it with a lot of strikeouts too. You know, the hardest thing is this, when you're in high school, you got to worry about the pitch count, you know? So that's going to be his biggest hindrance, is if he keeps pitching the way he is, you know, how do you keep him out there? You know, he's an 18-year-old man, in our opinion. He's earned the right to go out there and get his numbers. He's taking care of his body. He's doing his post-ace. He's doing his lifting. He's doing his conditioning. So he's earned the right to say, Coach, it's my ball. I'm going. And he'll get a good one this week. You know, we haven't fully decided what's going to happen, but he's going to get a good one this week, and it'll be a good test for him. And he's going to have fun with it. He's been wanting this one for a while.
Gabe, for those that don't know, how many innings have you thrown without hits against you in those two? And then also, just take me back to the first two games. Was there any moment in time during the game where you thought, I'm about to throw a no-hitter, and then I'm about to throw another no-hitter? I mean, did you think about that?
There was definitely a point in which the first game in which I realized, like, I don't think these dudes have a hit yet, and I'm coming up on it, and we're doing pretty well. I've either thrown 10 or 11 innings. I don't remember. But 11 innings. But there's definitely been, like that moment when I realized that I was going to throw a no-hitter. But, you know, honestly, I'm not really, like, trying to, like, focus on the fact that I'm throwing a no-hitter or any of that kind of stuff. I'm just trying to, like, because I put in so much like work in the weight room and at baseball, at all these places during this off season, like, so that I could do this, and just to see it like panning out for me, it's been really like something that I'd like to see. But you can even ask our old manager Ellie. I was talking to her while she was at the Ponte Vedra game. After the first inning, I came into the dugout and I told her, "You ready to see back-to-back no hitters?" And she said, "Don't get too cocky." And then I went and threw another no hitter. So, you know, I'm just with whatever, I guess.
Coach mentioned that you've gone through a body transformation. Tell us about that.
Over quarantine, I. He was talking earlier about how in sophomore and junior year, I was kind of like a power lefty or whatever. There was a point in which I was like 260 pounds. I was a big dude. A lot of it was like some fat and stuff, but I got in like the gym. I put in like my off season work, and I ate more food. I ate healthier food, and I started taking everything like more seriously, whether it be lifting or whether it be how I treat my body. And I lost like 55 pounds. So I'm hovering around like the 205 range right now. But a lot of that weight is more muscle than I used to have too, because late nights I go to the gym anytime that I can, or I'll try and get a big protein filled meal in or any of that kind of stuff to make sure that I can maintain like a better physique, and going through periods of not having the physique that I desire, like, made me like focus on my physique a lot more.
So you're 205 right now. What's your height?
I'm almost 6'3".
Okay. Almost. That's a pretty good frame for a left-hand pitcher. That's for sure. Coach Grillo, what's the college interest? Are you committed anywhere right now? Gabe, I'll ask this question for you, Coach Grillo. I mean, what's the – any college interest right now? I would have to think back-to-back no-hitters from a big left-hander is going to get some calls.
Yeah, Gabe's been getting interest since his sophomore year. He Gabe wants to go to away to school. He doesn't want to stay locally. He'd like to go out and experience some other things. And, you know, Gabe actually has, I want to say his SAT scores, I think 1450. So he's a very bright guy as well. You know, I'll let him talk about what he wants to do. There's been interest for years from all different levels. I think Gabe is if I could speak for him, I know he wants to go away. I know he'd like to go to a big school and have the big school experience. And I think that's where his head's at right now. He kind of has the mentality where it's my senior year. If I go out and ball, it's going to work out for me. And that's a great mentality to have. So I think he's kind of waiting things out, but there's been interest for years from all kinds of different levels. Everybody is looking for a lefty. And, you know, when Gabe was the bigger version of Gabe, he had a little bit more velocity, but he didn't have nearly the control. Now that he's found the right body for him, I would think the offers are really going to start picking up once people see that he can now control those pitches in the zone.
Gabe, what's the college interest been like? What's your vision? Where would you like to go?
There's been a little bit more interest, I'd definitely say. That's one way to put it since I've been playing pretty well so far this senior year, but I haven't really decided yet. I guess I'm going to explore my options and see, like, what college. I just want to find a place that I feel like I'll be comfortable at and I'll be able to be, like, pushed and motivated at, a place that, like, I can feel like is a home away from home, or a place that I feel like is somewhere that I can do that I can study a good major or play some good baseball, and hopefully both.
As we wrap up, Coach Grillo, tell us about your start to the season and where you think you guys are headed this year.
It's been a slow start. The offense hasn't really clicked the way we had anticipated or hoped, you know, and pitchers always have the advantage early, obviously. And we have a dominant pitcher who's kept us in game. We're chipping away at some deficiencies we have right now. We're trying to figure out the right lineup, trying to figure out where guys fit. And it's coming around. We've had really good practices. Nobody's really gotten down on themselves or quit. Guys are pressing a little bit because they're not getting the results they want, but the processes are working. Guys are working hard. We're doing everything right. The coaches aren't mad at the players. The players aren't mad at the coaches. Everyone's looking to get over the hump. So we're looking to have a good week. You know, playing at the grounds is always exciting. We got, you know, arguably the best team in the city this week as well with Bowls. And we're looking to put it all together. It's a work in progress. We're young. I mean, to be honest, Gabe is the only guy with a full year of varsity experience on our roster. Gabe played varsity as a sophomore. No, a full year. Gabe, you didn't play a full year last year.
Yeah, but I was a varsity player at Stanton freshman year.
Okay, on our roster. I don't know what he did freshman year at Stanton, but on our roster, Gabe's the only guy that's got a full year of varsity experience. So to say we're young is an understatement. I mean, other than Gabe, the most varsity experience anybody has is 7 games. You know, so that COVID thing messed with us just like it messed with everybody else. And some teams have done a better job chipping away at it early, and we're just taking a little longer to get to it.
Well, guys, it was great to spend a few minutes with you tonight. Gabe, we'll see if you can throw a third no-hitter in a row. That'll be a challenge. But, man, great to talk to you guys, and best of luck moving forward. This was great to talk to you guys tonight.
Thanks, buddy. It was awesome.
You too. Hopefully maybe I will. Maybe against Bulls.
If you throw a no-hitter against Bulls, we're having you back on Monday. You can count on that. Guys, it was great to talk to you. Coach Grillo, thanks so much, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later.
See you Monday.
See you.
That was awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, brother. Bye.
All right, man. Take care. Bye.